Dictation for Burdell, B-U-R-D-E-L-L, Birch, B-U-R-C-H, September 9, 30. Address as a letter to Dr. Poff, P-O-F-F, 989-584-0307. Dear Dr. Poff, follow-up for Mrs. Burdell, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, AFib, last visit December, comes accompanied with family member, denies hospital admission. Trying to do low sodium, lives alone, uses microwave ready meals, although trying to do low sodium. No infection in the urine, no cloudiness, blood incontinence, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, denied chest pain, has atrial fibrillation but no palpitations, stable dyspnea, mostly on activities, no oxygen, sleep apnea, complaining of fatigue on activity, no syncope. I review notes from cardiologist Dr. Bandi, B-A-N-D-I, and recent echocardiogram within this year. Legs are very swollen and weight is up from 151 to 157, 167. Dr. Bandi tried metolazone, but patient did not notice improvement. She tries to keep legs elevated when resting. Medication list review, I will highlight metoprolol, Bumex, potassium, coumadin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 136/78 right-sided, bilateral JVD, minor tachypnea, normal speech, hard of hearing, no facial asymmetry, no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, irregular breathing, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, diffuse systolic murmur, obesity of the abdomen, no gross ascites, edema 4 plus below the knees, no cellulitis. There is, however, hypopigmented areas from prior blisters. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 1.1 stable, GFR 47 stage 3, sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium normal, cell count not done, phosphorus, albumin not done, previously no protein in the urine. The echo from March of this year, preserved ejection fraction, severe enlargement left atrium, moderate right atrium, moderate mitral regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension, reported mal aortic stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, next number, severe lower extremity edema. This is not typical for this level of kidney function, and there is nothing to suggest proteinuria nephrotic syndrome. This is likely related to congestive heart failure, predominance of right-sided, as well as potentially body size of the patient. We are going to increase the Bumex to 2 milligrams, divided doses on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, other days only 1 milligram in the morning. Importance of salt restrictions, keep legs elevated. Blood test needs to be updated, needs to include cell count, as well as phosphorus, albumin. Previously documented anemia, she denies external bleeding, anemia will exacerbate her fatigue and CHF symptoms. All this to discuss with the patient and family member. Come back on the next 3-4 months.